Jessica, thanks for joining us this week. We are starting things off with news of the U.S. Undersecretary of the Air Force visiting Holloman Air Force Base, visiting Afghan refugees at the base. What can you tell us about the visit?
Correct. So U.S. Undersecretary of the Air Force Gina Ortiz-Jones was visiting the location on September 30th. Now, what we know is that this trip comes at a point when there have been some questions about how military personnel here and at other locations that are housing Afghan refugees are securing those refugees or ensuring the security of the personnel that are helping them. Ortiz-Jones took a tour of the housing facility, the dining facility, the recreation areas, and the restrooms. And she even met with some of the refugees at that time. Now, she said that she understands that it is a difficult position that these airmen have been put in. It's a difficult position for these Afghan refugees, but they are doing everything they can to expedite the special immigrant visas applications that these Afghan families, these Afghan people are waiting for. So we expect that in the next couple of weeks, we will continue to get updates about how things are going in that temporary housing facility.
Okay. We also have an update on a local clergy sex abuse case that allegedly took place in Alamogordo. Can you share with us what exactly is happening with this case and give us the latest update?
Yes, so your listeners might remember that we've been reporting for several years now a case before the Second Judicial District Court in which a victim of Father Holly, he's identified as John Doe in the lawsuit, has asked for the parishes that he alleged enabled Father Holly to abuse him be held accountable. Now, what we understand is happening in this case right now is that an extension has been filed and has been granted to allow both parties, the John Doe and the parishes, which include, at that time it was the El Paso Diocese, to be able to begin mediation. And that basically means they'll sit down at a table, they'll talk through what everybody's positions are, and hopefully they can come to an agreement outside of a actual trial in a courtroom. On February 17th of 2021, the court ordered that they go into mediation by September 30th. That deadline was kind of shot over because of scheduling issues and trying to find an appropriate mediator. So now they are expected to continue to try to mediate this case. John Doe alleged abuse happened by Holly in the 1970s, and we know that Father Holly is deceased. He actually died in 1995.
Okay, thank you so much for that update, Jessica. Let's move on. Although there's been no reported cases of widespread voter fraud in Otero County, there's an effort by the Otero County Clerk to educate the public on what exactly goes into securing ballots in elections. What can you tell us about what the county clerk had to say?
Correct. So Otero County Clerk Robin Holmes has said that she wants the voters and the public to be confident in the security of this election. Now, early and absentee voting began October 5th. Holmes has said that there are a number of verifications put in place so that the public can feel secure in that their voting is transparent and correct.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for the update this week. We'll talk with you next week on Alamogordo Now.
I look forward to it.